Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how you start a Friday. Some Green Day, Lil Van Halen. It's Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Friday morning show.
Woo, woo.
Hey, turns out it's a special day for a couple of people we know.
No one I know. Oh, wait. Yeah, Bob. Happy birthday, Bob.
It is officially Bob's birthday, and we're celebrating Vinny's birthday today as well, because it's on Sunday.
Happy birthday, Vincenzo.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday, you.
Happy birthday, you
darlings,
too.
I know.
You deserve the best days. You're both so good looking, smart, and creative.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks.
Yep.
Thanks.
Another year wiser.
You guys
Thank goodness.
I just love you guys so much. Like, both of you. Like, I'm so happy to be sitting in this seat at this moment. Like, you guys are great, and I'm so pleased to be able to celebrate you today.
That's nice. That's nice of you to say, really. Mm.
Love you.
Love you.
Eat lots of sweet stuff. Treat yourself.
My house has never been more full of snacks and treats because Easter, Susan's surgery, my birthday, the moms have shown out.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, that's what moms do.
Mm-hmm.
They go, oh, this would be nice. We'll do this, and then we'll put a little of this together. Make them feel special on their special day. You guys got big plans? I know you.
No.
You're not just going to leave Susan on the couch and go off and do whatever you want to.
Girls' night.
Yeah.
No, not this weekend.
You feel like you did enough of that this week? That,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then next weekend, I have plans, so he's going to have to stay home. And
oh. Mm.
I told him I'm going to a show next Saturday. He's like, oh, okay, I think I'll come. I was like, no.
Yeah, no.
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 You're not
dragging you around. I'll live stream it from my phone. Does your family have a plan for you, or when are they getting back?
They'll be back, I think, sometime today. But the note I got, which, by the way, I know the storm had been like coming all week, and I mentioned it. It was nice at my house yesterday.
Oh, it was actually, yeah, really nice
like,
day.
Nice. It hadn't shown up yet, but there is. No doubt, it's here.
Yes.
So I rain all the way in, and at I want to say around San Mateo, as I'm coming from Santa Cruz, it was raining hard.
Oh.
Not drizzle. Like,
yeah.
Like, slow down, ah, crap.
It was pretty light up north of the city, and just a little in the city itself, but I'm sure by now, I mean, that was 2 hours ago, so.
But the report I got from them up north, where they went and visited an old neighbor of ours, thunder and lightning.
Very, like, very frightening.
Super fun, almost, you know, sky show.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Oh, so they were really, like a real storm.
I got a text that said the thunder and lightning is amazing.
Do they have the dog with them?
No, I have the dog.
Oh, right. You mentioned that yesterday.
I've been walking the dog.
3 mile
each
walk.
Day. Yeah,
well, you like to get out. Stretch your legs.
There's other stuff I'd rather do, but sure. A slow walk while someone smells things. Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
I agree.
I mean, it's nice. I do like being out. I talk to people as I'm walking if they're interested.
Mm.
But yeah, the dog's with me.
Well, I will say that back to your birthdays that, I feel like I fell flat. I have something coming for you guys, and I promise you're going to love it, but I do not have it. So I would like to buy you guys breakfast this morning if you choose, you know, whatever your little heart's desire as a little, just a small birthday token of appreciation. But we'll have a fun show today. Did everybody watch Survivor?
I did, and it was a good episode, like a really, really good episode.
I liked it too. Maddie found it a little bland. I want to mention something before we, because we'll talk about Survivor in the 6 o'clock hour. But so yesterday, John and I sit down. I'm like, let's watch Survivor. We got everything batting down all the hatches for the big storm that's supposed to happen, and we're all set. We sit down, and it's like, I don't know, 3 o'clock. We've eaten our. I made dinner last night. We had scrambled eggs and toast, so it was delicious. So we sit down. It's like a little after three and we start Survivor. And it's great. Enjoyed it. And then I go, can you help me find the notebook? And because he knows how to run the TV. So he says the notebook and like the cheapest rental is like $5.99. And I go, oh, Bob says it's on YouTube, but we'd have to watch the ads. He goes, great, we'll watch the ads. I'm like, what do you mean we'll watch the ads? Like, why don't we just rent the movie? And he's fumbling around. He gets us over to YouTube. And he's like, look, there's only like six breaks in the whole thing. So I'm like, all right, fine. And he starts the movie. I'm like, oh.
He wants to watch it.
Well, so now it's like 4:15.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, had you already watched Survivor?
We'd watch Survivor. Oh, we sat down at 3 o'clock and watched that. And so then I was asking him, you know, help me out. Help a mama out.
I don't know. I like it.
And so he starts the movie. So I'm not going to say anything. I'm like, great. I would love to watch this movie with you. And we watched it together one time, the only time I've seen it. And we watched it at a house we were renting with Pat and Marianne, our best friends, in Tahoe. Our kids were little. It was, I don't know, whenever it was first available to be rented. And Pat and John ruined that movie for us. Like, they were just comment after comment after comment about, you know, oh, this is so stupid and that's dumb. And, you know, just so annoying.
They were being boys. Right.
So when he didn't have his sidekick Pat next to him, he got sucked in.
Yes.
So now it's like we're, I don't know, halfway through the movie and it's a little after five. I'm like, all right, listen, just pause it. I'll finish it tomorrow and I'm going to go take my shower and get ready for bed and then, you know, whatever, because I go to bed at 6:30. And he goes, oh no, I'm just going to keep watching it. I want to see what happens. I'm like, I thought he was asleep next to me on the couch. And I'm like, oh, he goes, yeah, it's really good. And I was like, wanting to just strike, like, you're kidding me. You ruined this, like, for me 20 years ago. And so I'm like, no, I'll come back and we'll watch it together. Because I don't like to ugly cry alone, you know.
I've never, I realize we all do things for each other, and that is part of being human in general.
Yes.
We all do things for each other. Okay. With that premise said, I never understand why girls try to make boys do girl things. Like, I've definitely been in that situation where I've said,
because we know you'll love it.
Bring your girlfriends. You know, I don't want to do that. You never hang with your friends. You've told me you miss your friends. This is an opportunity for you to do the thing you want with your friends. And not torture me into it.
Yeah. I like torturing you, though. I really want to be with you and torture you. And listen, this was not me. He pressed play. He started running. And then he was the one who wanted to keep watching.
But the boys, when they were, you know, all this, this, and then, nighttime.
So get up. Go away.
Well,
get up. They could have gotten up and left. I would have been totally fine with that.
Well,
they were ruining it.
I know you're different than most ladies, but often I find myself feeling very guilted into things. Very trapped into stuff. If I get up and, where are you going? Well, I was going to go use the restroom. I'll be right back.
Okay, let me pause this for you.
Well, so
I don't want you to miss anything.
So you know exactly how I end up feeling like,
yep.
Why aren't you just do it with your friends? Like, the drinking thing is one that comes up where I'm all,
yeah, you can't.
Go party with your bros. You don't need me there to babysit you.
Yeah.
I want you to go get ripped. Just not with me around.
Right. Yeah.
The third wine makes me want to run from you.
Yes.
She gets argumentative and starts, you know, pushy.
That's funny because that's so the opposite of who she is.
Yeah,
oh,
she's quiet and easy. Yeah. So I don't understand it, but, you know, I'm glad that he does like the movie and that his...
Yeah.
Is, you know,
it's such a beautiful story, Vinny. Like, I thought about you. It's funny because I had said we'll live tweet each other or whatever, you know, text each other, and I totally forgot about it because honestly, I was just trying to get him to find it for me so I would be able to retrace his steps when I was going to watch it alone, I assumed. But I ended up watching the whole thing last night because he was like, no, I want to keep. I was like, all right, just pause it. I'm going to go take my shower. I'll come back. We'll finish it out. So I got to bed at 6:50.
Oh boy. Geez. Late night.
Very late night for me.
Burning the midnight oil. Yeah,
but it's honestly, and I was afraid that my face would be all swollen up because, you know, it is a tearjerker, I think. And I asked him after, I'm like, did you cry at all? And he's like, I definitely welled up. But John doesn't cry. Supposedly. If he does, he cries silently in his room alone.
I can't wait to cry this weekend.
Yeah. Oh my God. It really is like, that's going to be my biggest question for you guys. Like, did this destroy you emotionally? It's so good. It's just so good.
It's really not what I need in my life right now, but okay.
Well, it is the assignment though. So grateful.
I do stuff for Bob.
I know. Sure. We do more stuff for Bob than I ever thought we'd ever do ever. Have you seen us on TikTok? Because we're on there. Actually, I think your TikTok, Bob on the Waves, goes to our Instagram.
Yeah, I use my TikTok and then I just post the videos on Instagram.
Bob's in the unique position right now of making me do things I don't want to do, and I can't even fight back.
I know. You just do them. It's incredible. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, she is some kind of... I have been trying for 30 years to get you to do things I want you to do. I have to find tricky ways to talk you into it. I got like a whole management system going.
I'll give you some tips.
Thank you. A handbook, a user's manual would be fantastic. All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Mini, Alice's Morning Show. It's the big birthday show. And we'll be back in a second. And we will talk about Survivor, but I have some other stuff too.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.